Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Mother's Day Sunday morning service. First, a few quick reminders. We have a fantastic children's ministry here at the Bible Way, servicing children from ages 4 to 11 years old. Bring your children to experience the Word of God, and it is tailored just for them. This morning's service topic is Kingdom Faith is God's Kind of Faith. The main scriptures for the text were Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The focus of this message is God wants you to live by His word and not by the world. We are not to be conformed to this world, but conformed to God's word. Number two, the just live by faith, and that faith comes by hearing the word of God. And number three, we are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean to our own understanding. Therefore, kingdom faith is a complete trust and confidence in God and His word.
Let's read our topic, please.
Kingdom faith is God's kind of faith.
Kingdom faith is God's kind of faith. Kingdom faith is God kind of faith. If you want anything from God, you have to walk by faith. Kingdom faith is a God kind of faith. A preacher proclaims the gospel. A teacher explains the gospel. I am a teacher, and I will explain the gospel to you. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. Let's read this nice and loud. But without faith, it is impossible. For he that cometh must
believe that he is,
and that he is. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But without faith, it's impossible. If you don't have faith, it is impossible to receive anything from God. Amen. You can't receive nothing from God, nothing from the kingdom of God without faith. You have to believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen. If we can just believe, if we can just have faith in God's word, things will happen overnight, in seconds.
Yes.
You don't have to beg God, because that's not in the Bible. No. You don't have to plead God, but you have to believe God. Amen. And that's the key. Amen?
Amen?
You hear all these messages saying that, again, you can get rich quick. You can get rich this way. You can get rich that way. All you have to do is believe God and do what God is telling you, and He will prosper you. God promised us that all who diligently seek Him, who act in faith on the knowledge of God, God will reward them. I say God will reward them if you act in faith. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. All right, let's read this, please. I want you to look at that scripture, and I want you to think about that. The Bible says that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. The moment that you're born again, you no longer have a past.
Amen.
You don't have a past. You don't have a past. So you hear about a lot of people get up and testify that I used to do this, and I used to drink, I used to smoke. Again, that's not necessary, because when you're born again, you don't have a past. Your past has been forgiven. So why are you talking about it?
Amen.
Amen? Why are we talking about it? You don't have a past. Why? Because you're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So if you're a new creature, then why are you still thinking the same way?
All right.
Why are you still smoking? Why are you still drinking? Why are you still cussing? Why are you still fighting? Why? Because you have not renewed your mind. You have not studied the Word of God to change. Because you got a new spirit. Then how come you haven't changed? And I don't have a past. Why am I not changing? Why? If not God, it's you. So examine yourself. Examine yourself. And look at yourself. I'm a new creature. But if I'm a new creature, then I'm supposed to act like I'm new. Talk like I'm new. Pray like I'm new. Walk like I'm new. Receive like I'm new. Amen? You're supposed to be receiving the things of God. If you're a new creature, I'm a new creature. Then where's the change at? You can always tell a tree by the fruits it bears. Let's go to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. All right, let's read this. I have before and call. I want you to look at that. As a new creature, that's what we do. We call these things that be not as though they were. Period. And that's spiritual. That's not natural. We call these things, and that's faith. You got to have faith to call these things to be not as though they were. But again, how can you call these things to be not as though they were if you don't know the Word of God? Let's go to Matthew 4:4, please. Let's read this nice and loud, please. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. It's the word. It's the word. We don't live by denomination. We don't live by what a man says. We live by what thus says the word of God. Amen. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Amen. Come on, I want you to really look at this. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. In other words, God wants you to live by his word, not by what you think, not by what the world say, but what God say. Amen. Prosperity, healing, deliverance is in the word. It's in the word. Read that again. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Read this nice and loud, everybody, please. But he answered,
it is written, man shall not live by bread alone,
but by
every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
It's the word. It's the word. Amen. It's the word. You're going to be surprised. Once we get to heaven, there will be no denominations up there. There will be no Catholic, no Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Apostolic, none of that. Just the pure in hearts up there. If you confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's it. And that's all you have to do is confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. You ain't got to jump to no hoops. Ain't got nothing to do with no pants, no earring. Ain't got nothing to do with none of that stuff. You can be saved with clothes on and clothes off. Come on, somebody. Amen. The key is to be saved. Amen. Because everybody that's sitting here, one day you're going to die. All of us. From the White House on down. But the key is, do you know where you're going when you die? So it's best to be in the box other than out the box. Amen. It's best to be in there. In other words, if your name is in this book, they got a book up there in heaven. Your name, the moment that you confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you in that book. Amen. So when you leave, when you die, to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. That means that the moment that you leave here, you're going to be up there. I'll lift your hands up and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's the key. That's the key. So don't allow the world system to tell you, well, you know, I'm not ready to be saved because, you know, I drink and I smoke and I cuss. You can't stop doing that yourself. No way. It's a little process. Come on. It's a process being saved. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're going to miss it. You're going to fall down and you're going to make mistakes. But that's all right. When you do make the mistake, you don't run from God. You run to God. Come on, somebody. Lift your hands up and say hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a process. It's a process. We have no business condemning one another. Amen. Because we go, as long as we live in this body, we're going to miss it.
Amen.
That means from the White House on down to the bishop to anyone. We're going to miss it. And when we miss it, we don't run from God. We run to God.
Amen.
Romans 1:17. All right, let's read that.
Therein is the righteousness of God.
Revealed.
It is written.
As it is written,
the just
shall live by faith. The just, that's us. That's the redeemed. That's
Amen.
Us, the just.
Amen.
See, again, God said, you got to live by faith. You can't live by nowhere else. In other words, you don't supposed to be coming to church begging. Begging's not in the book. Amen. I don't know why we get this. We got to come to church and help God build the church by killing 100 chickens. We're going to have a chicken dinner to help raise some money. It don't come like that. You don't do that. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says, give and it shall be given. Press down, shake together, run over, shall men give into your bosom. God, they never told you to kill some chickens to help him build his church or have a barbecue sprut or sell somebody else clothes. That's not God. Come on, somebody. Amen. The just shall live. We are the just. We are the redeemed. The Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord do what?
Say so.
Amen. A change has to take place in your life if you want to change. You can't make nobody change. You can talk to your children. You can talk to this person. You can talk to that person. But you can't make them change. God is the only one can make them change. God changed you. So why are you getting mad at your child because your child ain't changed? You didn't change right off the bat. Somebody was praying for you. I said somebody was praying for you, and then you changed. Amen? So don't be getting mad at your children. Pray for them. Prayer changes things. It don't change God, but it changes things. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and forevermore. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Let's read. For we walk by faith. In other words, we walk by the word. Everybody say the word.
The word.
Everybody say the word.
The word.
We walk by the word. We don't walk by what we see. You see, because what we see is temporal. And everything that you see is temporal, is subject to change. And the first thing you say, well, God can change it. No, God has given us the power and authority. You change it.
Right.
You can change what you see. By what? By speaking the word of God. By believing the word of God. But how can I change things if I don't know the word? Amen? God never told us to read this Bible. You can't find that in the book. He never told you to read it. The Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So everybody needs to study it and meditate on it. Why? So it can get down in your spirit, so it can change you. Amen? Fathers and mothers, so it can change you, so you can love your wife, so you can love your girlfriend. Amen? I mean, love them with your heart, not your head. Love worketh no ill. Love don't hurt. How can you hurt somebody if you love them? Oh, that's another story too. Amen. Come on now. Romans 10:17. The moment that you're born again, you move from natural to supernatural. You have a supernatural. They call that the agape love. I love you just because. If you can't cook, I still love you. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's that agape kind of love. I love you just because. You see, if you read St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the agape love. He loved you in the midst of your sin. What kind of God is that? Even in your midst, he said, I still love you. Amen. Let's read this. And? In other words, the moment that you're born again, everybody has received a measure of faith. But you got to add to that faith. How can I add to that faith? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. You can't get faith by listening to Scoop Doggy Dog. Hello, somebody. You can't get faith that way. You get wild that way, but you can't get no faith. Come on, somebody. You got to hear the word. You got to hear the word. See, again, the word of God. Now, I want you all to listen to me. The word of God is not natural. It's supernatural, composed of doing supernatural things. And I want you to hear that. The word of God is not natural. That's why the devil don't want you to get the word. He do everything he can to keep you from hearing the word of God. Because that's the only thing that's going to change you. That's the only thing that's going to raise you up where you belong. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Let's read that.
But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness unto him.
Neither can he know, because
they are spiritually discerned.
In other words, a natural man, that means a person that's not saved. He don't believe in preaching. He don't believe in teaching. He don't believe in studying. He don't believe in praying. Why? Because he's not saved. In other words, his spirit hasn't changed. So he's not going to receive nothing you do. You tell him, let's go pray. He look at you like you're crazy. But believe me, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. If you want your family saved, pray for them. If you want your child to change, pray for them. Prayer changes things. And you won't know that until you get into the church and stay in the church and start studying the Word of God, and the God will be within your heart and it will change you. And then you receive everything that you need. Amen? I said amen? But in the natural, you're not going to receive nothing. Because you think everything we're doing is stupid. What are you going to church for? To pray? I ain't going. I've been there. So I know it's all. I know it's all about. Amen. But I didn't get saved until God spoke to me. You won't be saved until God speak to you. But in the meantime, we're going to help God speak to you by praying for you. Amen. See, I see your face now, so I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Hebrews 11, 1. Hebrews 11, 1. Let's read. First word is what?
Now.
First word is what?
Now.
In other words, so faith is not tomorrow.
Now.
Faith is now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Faith is now. Present tense. Now. Amen. Now. Not tomorrow. So you have faith now. Amen. So again, since we are a new creature and we have faith now, then why are you waiting and believing things for tomorrow? You should be saying, I have it now. Oh, I can't hear nobody. I can't hear nobody. Period. See, we get caught up in the natural. And the natural, amen, get caught up in the natural. And we're going to talk about that even more. Get caught up in the natural. The natural is tomorrow. But we don't live by the natural. The just shall live by faith. And faith is now a very present help in a time of trouble. It's now present tense. Amen. Faith is a complete trust and confidence in someone or something. Let me read that again. Faith is a complete trust and confidence in someone or something. Faith is believing in something that you can't see, but you know that you know that you know that you know that is there. Do you have faith? Do you believe? Do you believe? Everybody that's sitting here today, before you were even created, God knew you. And he gave you a purpose. And he gave you an assignment to do in a church. And the reason why you don't know your purpose and the reason why you don't know your assignment, because you have not spent that quality time in church. So if you spend quality time in church, I'll know my purpose. And I know my assignment. Your assignment is the calling that God has placed in your life. He may call you to teach. He may call you to preach. He may call you to sing. He may call you to be an usher. But he called you to do something other than sitting here doing nothing or not coming to church. You see, the reason why you don't come to church don't come from your heart, come from your head. But what you put in your heart. Okay, let's move right along. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 3. 11, 3. Let's read that, please. We have another translation says, by faith we understand that the entire universe were formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Kingdom faith is a supernatural faith. Kingdom faith is a supernatural faith. The word of God is supernatural. Period. I want everyone to realize that. When you teach the word of God, when you speak the word of God, it's nothing natural about the word of God. The word of God is not natural. It's supernatural, period. And some of you say, well, I really don't understand because I never heard it before. Amen. You're hearing it now. Amen. Let's go to St. John 1:1. All right, let's read that, please.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
So, again, the word is God. So God is not natural. He's supernatural. So when you speak the word of God, it's not natural. See, it's God's talking through you. So that's not a natural word. Amen? So if it's not natural and supernatural, then how come you don't believe God? So if I ask God, hey, Lord, I want you to heal me tomorrow. Do he hear you? No, he don't. Because God is not a God of tomorrow. God is a God of today. Right now. Now faith. Supernatural means. I'll tell you what supernatural means. A manifestation of God's power and his anointing and his authority. And I read that again. Supernatural means a manifestation of God's power and his anointing and his authority. That's supernatural. So the bottom line is we have his power, we have his authority, and we have his anointing.
Yes, we do.
So as he is, so are we.
That's right.
So what he did, we can do. But you have to believe that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You have no business being sick. You have no business being poor. And you have no business being defeated.
That's right.
Why? Because there's no people, there's no sick folks up in heaven.
That's
no defeated folks up in heaven. No poor folks up in heaven.
That's right.
Period. Amen.
Amen.
You choose to be poor. Why? Because you're not doing the right thing to get out of. Again, you get rich quick by selling dope, but you get killed quick. And that's not the right way. The right way is to believe God. I come that you might have
life
and have it more.
Abundance.
The Bible says the thief cometh but to
steal, kill, and destroy.
That's the devil. His job is to keep you defeated. Amen. To steal, kill, and destroy. God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. You have abundant life if you stay in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Stay in the Word. Come to church and hear the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And but be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. But you got to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Trust me, if you come to church on a consistent basis, it's going to change anybody. You will not drink no more. You won't cuss no more. You won't fight no more. The Word of God will change you. It'll change you from the inside to the outside. And I know. I say, we know. Amen. If it can change me, Lord have mercy. Amen. Because I wasn't like this all my life. But we're going to move right along. Proverbs 3:5.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding.
Your understanding is common sense. Amen. I say, lean not to your own understanding. All of our lives, we've been leaning to our own understanding. And that's common sense. Amen. Common sense is not in the kingdom of God. I say, common sense is not in the kingdom of God. Amen. Common sense is of the devil. You don't live by common sense. The just shall live by faith. We do not live by common sense. So we got to stop leaning to our own understanding. The first thing God said, trust in the Lord. You see, not in common sense. And you know, some of our parents say, do you have common sense? They used to say this all the time. They didn't know really what they were saying. Common sense is not of God. Common sense is of the devil. I can't hear nobody. Amen. You would say, well, I never heard this. It's in the book. It's in the book. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Understanding is common sense. God don't want you to lean to common sense. God wants you to lean to his word. Not common sense. It's his word. Man should not live by, but every word. Not common sense. Amen? Because the word of God is not common. It's faith. Common sense does not exist in the kingdom. In the kingdom of God, faith is always present tense. He says, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. In the kingdom of God, faith is always present tense, now, right now. So it's time for us to change. Amen? Amen. I say it's time for us to change. You go to the doctor, and the first thing the doctor tells you, you say, well, it's going to take you about 3 or 4 weeks to be healed. That's in the natural. We don't live in the natural. We live in the supernatural. The word of God said, by your stripes you are healed now. So whose report are you going to believe? Come on, somebody. Amen. See, we walk in the now. Amen. Because we're a new creature. Old things have what?
Passed away.
Behold, all things become what?
New.
period. So we don't live any other way other than now. Everybody say now. Amen. In the kingdom of God, faith is always present tense, now. Also in the world system, that's in the world system, common sense, is future tense. You don't get it now. You get it in the future. But why are you waiting to get healed in the future? Why are you waiting for a job in the future and you can have it now? Amen. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? You can have a job right now. Just by believing it. But again, though, you just can't sit there and do nothing. You got to get up and go look for a job. But when you go look for a job, you just believe that when I fill out that application, I got that job. So I'm believing in the what? Now. Faith is now. It says now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. What's the evidence? It's the word. I said the evidence is the word. In the world system, common sense. Also in the world system, it's time. That's another dilemma that we move in. Time. There is no time in heaven. There is no time in heaven. So why are we dealing with time? I got to wait for this. I got to wait for that. Time. We don't deal with time. The just shall live by time. The just shall live by faith. Common sense. It's not in heaven. And time is not in heaven. Hello, somebody. We don't move by time. We move time by faith. I need you to really write that down. We don't move by time. We don't move by common sense because that's not in the kingdom. The only thing that's in the kingdom is faith. And everything that we need from God is now. Amen? So you need a brand new car. I need it now. I need a house. I need it now. I need a husband. I need it now. I need a good husband. I need it now. But start, okay, but start seeking God. All right, well, start seeking God. God never told you to go out there and look for a man. Just seek God, and he'll send you the right man. That will, see, again, when God sends you a man, he's going to love God before he loves you.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that this word was a blessing to you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BWayOutreach. And like us on Facebook.